This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, September 17, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte has formalized her order requiring all city government employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or face sanctions. In signing Executive Order No. 45, the mayor said the city government is requiring all its employees, regardless of status, to get mandatory vaccination. Plantilla workers who will refuse to get inoculated will face sanctions, including suspension from work for 1 to 6 months for the first offense, as well as dismissal from service for second violation, based on Section 50 of the 2017 Rules on Administrative Cases in the Civil Service. However, Labor Secretary Silvestre Bello III on March 12 released Labor Advisory No. 3, which states that employees who refuse or fail to get inoculated shall not be discriminated against in terms of tenure, promotion, training, pay and other benefits, among others, or terminated from employment. No vaccine, no work policy shall not be allowed, the order said. In other news, more than 12,500 individuals received their first jabs as IT/BPM industry sector-led vaccination rollout ended with first doses and 4,967 with second doses in 6 batches. The volunteer-based vaccination, held in partnership with ICT Davao Incorporated, the City Government of Davao through the City Health Office, and the vaccine cluster of the Davao City COVID-19 Task Force, on September 10 and 12 at the University of Mindanao, Matina, saw 2,812 getting their first jabs of the Pfizer anti-COVID-19 vaccine. In business, Pampanga Electric Cooperative 2, or Pelco 2, is shifting to a cleaner and more sustainable energy source, thus partnering with Aboitiz Power for a 40-megawatt supply of cleanergy for the province of Pampanga over the next 10 years. Aboitiz Power, together with its partners, is currently the Philippines' largest owner and operator of renewable energy based on installed capacity. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.